103.7 The Beat, your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, Muskegon? Worldwide, you listening or seeing us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that good places, and listening to us on radio. How are y'all doing on this warm? And now for me, for fat people, you know, this kind of weather is hot. I have to wear shorts and t-shirts for this kind of weather. But the young lady I have from Hackley Public Library, she ain't got to worry about that. Is it cold to you, Mallory?
You know what? So today was cold because it was like 15, 16 degrees. But actually, I love 36 degree-ish weather. That I'm good with. That is okay. But that's this okay. 15 degree, I don't like it. It's too cold. I want to go south. I want to go somewhere warm. I don't like the cold. No. It's a little too much.
Well, when you get old like me, Mallory, your blood get thin. That's what they say. So I've been trying to find a way to thicken my blood up so I can be a little warmer.
You know, I've heard that as well, that blood thins as we get older. I'm not sure how to remedy that. I think just, you know, maybe layers. I don't know. Maybe layers helps. But because then you can take them off if you need to. I wish we could just kind of like self-regulate our body temperature, though, and be whatever temperature we want. It would be so much easier.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Well, Mallory, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You got some stuff going on for January, the rest of the month of January, and Black History Month next month. What's going on at Hackley Public Library?
Yeah, so we have so much coming up over the next couple months. I mean, I can't believe it's already mid-January already, but we have a lot even towards the end of the month. Like this coming Saturday, January 17th, we are having a special story time that's themed around Martin Luther King Jr. It'll be at 10:30 a.m. We're going to read stories that I said are themed around him, but also we will have a craft activity that will be available all day to enjoy at Hackley Library. And so again, that'll be on January 17th. But then we also have a really cool art program that is geared towards kids and teens ages 9 to 14. It's called The Color of Courage. And this is really special. It is going to be led by artist Jamari. And she has put together some fabulous portraits of historical figures. And what's really cool is that the kids and teens are going to be able to take those portraits and make collages using different colored papers, different embellishments, and really kind of celebrate courage and cultural aspects and just a lot of awesome stuff. And this will be on January 20th, which is a Tuesday at 5:30. And registration is required because space is limited, but it's going to be a really great program for kids and teens to enjoy at Hackley Library. But, you know, to round out the month, we are having a blood drive, and this is in collaboration with the American Red Cross. It'll be January 29th, which is a Thursday, and it'll be from 10 a.m. to 3:45. So you'll have a couple different options where you can secure a time slot to donate blood, and you can register ahead of time. You can go to redcrossblood.org or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to secure a spot. You can also go to hackleylibrary.org. You can find the information there to register as well. But it's really a great way to give back to the community and to help those in need, you know, in your own area. And that kind of will, you know, wrap up January. But we are so excited for February. We always have such a fun time, a great lineup of events, celebrating Black history, having fun with the community. And as always, we do have a kickoff event. And the kickoff is a little bit different this year. It will be on February 3rd from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And typically in the past, we've had gospel music. We've had some fun, you know, historical tidbits of trivia, but we're doing it a little different. We're going to be having comedy. So we are going to be having comedian Darius Walker come and share some fun comedy that will be open for all ages. And then we're also going to be having a very talented tap dancer, Jordan Jackson. She's going to be coming and performing for everyone to see. We'll also have refreshments and there'll be some more stuff to enjoy too. So a lot's going to be coming for the kickoff. Again, it's February 3rd. It'll be from 5:30 3 to 7. And we do ask for registration just to kind of gauge attendance, but it's free. You know, as I mentioned, all of our events are free to enjoy, but we like also having some annual events. We're going to be having our sweet soul food dessert contest. It'll be Saturday, February 7th at 2 o'clock. And you are I'm so excited. You're going to be one of our judges.
I like food.
Oh my gosh. Well, no, I have to tell you, we already have, I think, 12 desserts entered into the contest already.
All right.
And so, and I've been looking at, you know, some of what they are. They all look delicious. You know, I'm excited for it. And keep in mind, you know, anyone can register a dish. We have the adult category, and there will be cash prizes for first, second, and third place in the adult category. And then also there'll be a cash prize for first place in the youth teen category. And we also are going to be having, of course, the amazing Lakeisha Harris as a judge. She is phenomenal too. You guys make such a great duo, and it's just going to be fun. And if you're not entering a dish, you can still come and watch the competition unfold and taste all the desserts afterwards. So that is so exciting. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, it is. Every year I enjoy being one of y'all judges.
Yes.
I enjoy all the treats that I get to sample.
Me too.
And judge. And Lakeisha actually taught me how to judge the sweet soul food desserts.
Yes.
And that's, you know, one thing I'm grateful for her, because I was just throwing food down my trap. And he was like, no, you can't do that, Big Rob. You gotta rinse your mouth out, and you gotta try the other dirt, because then you get all the flavors and da 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 da. I was like, you went to school for this. I didn't. I just like to eat. I'm fat.
So. No. But no, it's true. Sometimes you can't help but just want to taste
everything
one right after the other, because it's all delicious. But it's to kind of like cleanse the palate in between with some sips of water. That way you have a fresh taste for the next dessert. But oh gosh, it's going to be so much fun. But you know, another event I wanted to mention is that we have our open mic night on Monday, February 9th. And we have open mic night pretty much quarterly at the library. We have amazing hosts. We have Gemini DePoet and Kaizan Kabir. They always bring so much energy, so much love to our open mic nights. They encourage people to share. They share themselves. And it's great because it gives everyone the chance to kind of, you know, embrace their own creativity, their talents. Right. People share poetry. They can share music, short stories, theater. It's open for anyone. And we do ask that the talents remain family friendly, because we do have kids that come, we have families, we have kids that perform and share. It's really, really special. And again, that'll be on Monday, February 9th from 5:30 to 7:30. So I definitely recommend everyone come out and just enjoy community time. You know, that's what's so great about the events that we have. They're geared towards the community. They're here for everyone to enjoy. And we just love it. We live in such a talented area, I have to tell you. You know, whether it be with desserts or performances, I feel like people just don't realize how talented the Muskegon area is and all the surrounding towns. So we're just really excited. And that's kind of, you know, jump starting February. It's ending January, jump starting February. And we just have a lot of fun stuff in store.
That's good. And tell them again, if they didn't catch everything, where can they go, Mallory?
Yeah, so you can go to hackleylibrary.org, our website. We have an online event calendar. There's a tab right at the top on our main welcome page. You can click it. You can find more information for all of these events and others. And also follow us on Facebook. We share our events there. We share a lot of fun updates. We're on Instagram. And we're located right downtown Muskegon, across from Hackley Park, 316 West Webster Avenue. And we look forward to seeing you. You know, we're so excited. We are open Mondays and Tuesdays, 9 to 7, Wednesdays through Saturdays, 9 to 5. But keep in mind, we are closed on Monday, January 19th for Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right, Mallory, thanks once again. I look forward. This kicks off the Black History Month. And
As y'all know,
we have her come in every week. You know, Mallory be like, I don't want to come to the radio station. I don't want to talk to you, Rob.
Oh,
I'll
never,
see you next year in February, you know. So
she'll be coming. I have such a good time.
She'll be coming back on next week sometime. So Mallory, once again, thank you. Thank Hackley Public Library for, you know, doing what y'all do. I really appreciate it. And I know we at the station and the community appreciates it. So thank you once again. And I guess we'll talk next week.
That sounds good. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yep. We're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.